With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans will try a second time this evening to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Republicans vowed they would try again once House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who had been undergoing cancer treatment, returned to Washington. With the majority leader set to return on Tuesday, House Republicans expect to succeed in overcoming the three GOP defectors who sided with Democrats to kill the effort last week. However, any GOP absence could foil the bid, depending on the number of Democrats who show up for the vote. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden is urging House Republicans to support a bill that would send $60 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After the Senate passed the foreign aid legislation, the president called for an immediate House vote. He said the U.S. must oppose Russian President Putin's aggression toward Ukraine.
Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing it is playing into Putin's hands.
And he warned Republicans.
History is watching. Failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten.
The bill also includes funding for Israel and allies in the Indo-Pacific. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he'll send more of his state's National Guard soldiers to aid Texas Governor Greg Abbott's effort to control illegal crossings on the U.S.-Mexico border. The move comes as fellow Republican Abbott pursues a showdown with the Biden administration over illegal immigrant enforcement. Kemp said Tuesday he would send a guard team to build a command post for Texas officials. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 524 points, the Nasdaq down by 286, with the S&P 500 index lower by 68 points. This is SRN News. Transgender forces are forming an alliance.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia lawmakers are considering a piece of legislation that would establish a person's sex is determined at birth and that gender equity terms may not be substituted. It would also establish that certain single-sex environments, such as athletics, locker rooms, and bathrooms, are not discriminatory. The bill's pending in the GOP supermajority House of Delegates. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice strongly backed the bill at a gathering shortly before its introduction last month. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on a rare case of bubonic plague in Oregon believed to be transmitted from a sick pet.
Officials in Central Oregon say a reported case of bubonic plague in a resident likely came from a sick pet cat. The infected resident and close contacts have all been provided medication. The cat was also treated but did not survive. Health experts say people in the community are not believed to be at risk. There are a handful of cases in the western U.S. every year. Known as the Black Death in the 14th century, bubonic plague is now highly treatable. It's caused by bacterium carried by rodents and fleas. Repellent with DEET can help protect people from rodent fleas when camping or working outdoors. I'm Norman Hall.
The Virginia Senate approved a bill that would allow some immigrants who have lived in the U.S. since they were young children to work as police officers or sheriff's deputies in that state. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.